Well, good morning, everybody. It is time for the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a need today, we want to pray for you on the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs, and that's what this show is for. It's to pray for you and to help you in your time. So if you have a burden, a need, something weighing on you, let us know so we can pray for you today. Or maybe you're celebrating something. You got a praise. God has done something good, and you want to give him thanks for it. He's answered a prayer, and you want to give him glory. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. Whatever it may be, let us know what your need is today so we can pray for you on the Prayer Closet. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you never have to, don't worry about that. Don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. We just want to lift you up today. So the Lord knows who you are. That's what matters. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. Or email it, or excuse me, at prayeryeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you this day that we can come to you in this time and seek after you, that you would pray with us and pray for us. Lord, you're there to hear our every need, hear every prayer, that you attend to every prayer. Lord, that we can confidently come before the throne of grace, knowing we come as children, already accepted by you through Jesus Christ, and knowing that we have a great advocate, a great intercessor in Jesus himself, standing by, making intercession for his people, so that we have nothing to fear, knowing we have a good and gracious Father ready to hear from us, ready to meet our every need. Lord, we thank you for it. We give you glory and honor and praise because you are such a good God, and you are indeed worthy, worthy, Lord, of all of our glory, all of our honor, all of our praise. May you be exalted in every heart and on every lip. And we pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayeryeshome.com. And so, as we've been sharing in our messages, because we always like to get in the Word of God before we get into prayer, just to get our hearts set and focused on the Lord. And so, for the July week, we've been talking about freedom. That's been our theme for the week. And getting ready to celebrate tomorrow, 4th of July. There'll be a lot of cookouts and fireworks and, you know, celebrating the nation. Think about patriotic things, American things. Mom, baseball, apple pie, right? Kind of the classic American stuff. Reminds me of a story, a joke. Three baseball umpires are talking, sitting around after a game one day. And one of the umpires says, "I call them as I see them." The other umpire says, "Well, I call them as they are." And the third umpire looked at the two others and said, "Boys, they ain't nothing till I call them." There's a little truth in that story that we all need to pay attention to, that little joke. Because, sadly, that joke reveals a truth about our culture that is not good. And that is putting our freedom and liberty at risk, both spiritually and politically. Now, they're talking about calling balls and strikes, right? The three umpires talking about calling balls and strikes. They're sitting down there. They're going to make calls in the game. First one's saying, "Look, I'm calling as I see it. You know, I see it. Is it the ball? Is it a strike? However I see it, that's how I'm calling. I'm trying to do my best call as I see it." The other one tries to one-up them, you know. "Hey, you know. Well, you may call them as you see them, but I call them as they are. I'm getting it right. I'm going to tell you, if it's a strike, it's a strike. I'm calling it that. If it's a ball, it's a ball. I'm calling it that. I'm not putting my spin on it. It's just I'm telling you what it is." But the third umpire is the one who really reflects our culture today. And he says, "Boys, ain't nothing till I call them." Saying, you know, is it a ball or a strike? And his opinion is whatever I call it. It is whatever I call it. If I call it a ball, it's a ball. If I call it a strike, it's a strike. But it is what I say it is. The danger there is the first two guys were actually concerned with what was true. The first two guys are actually concerned with what's happening on the field. The third guy is saying, you know, it doesn't matter what happens on the field. I'm the one who defines the reality of what happens on the field. I'm the one who decides what's true. And this is the culture we live in today. We used to live in a culture that cared about what was true. It mattered. Truth mattered. It was important to find out what's true. It was important to find out the facts. It was important to find out what was existentially true, literally true. Much of human history has been a quest for truth. But in the early part of the last century and toward the middle part of the last century, because we had turned away from God, turned away from the revealed truth of God, people began to despair of ever knowing the truth. We tried so many different ideas, and nobody could quite come up with the right one. So we began to say, you know, maybe there is no truth. There's no big truth, no capital T truth. The truth is what we say it is, what we make it. Philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche was hugely influential in this. When Nietzsche came out and declared that God is dead, what he was declaring is that belief in God was dead. And it's interesting because on one hand, he sees this as a liberation, but on the other hand, he laments it. He laments that God is dead because how can we now ever know the truth? If there is no God to reveal truth to us, how can we ever know truth? How can anything ever be true again? And his conclusion was, it really can't. It really can't. And so what we'll have to do is each create our own truth. And this idea of the Superman, the Ubermensch, who would create his own truth and then have the will to power to enforce and impose that truth upon others. And that people would gravitate to that Ubermensch because they're casting about for truth. And so if you can create a powerful enough truth, people will gravitate to you and follow you. So that all that matters is the will to power. And this led to postmodernism and all that, and the belief that is anything true, we create our own truth, it's all false narratives, meta-narratives, blah, 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 blah. Here's the danger. John 8, verse 31. Jesus talking to his disciples and says this. To the Jews who had believed him, right? So these are his followers. These are not the people resisting him or challenging him. These are people who are following Jesus. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus here intertwines truth and freedom. And basically says you can't have one without the other. Truth and freedom are inextricably intertwined. And if you lose one, you lose both. It is the truth that sets us free. And if we don't have truth, we won't have freedom. And I believe firmly that our abandonment of God and the abandonment, like Nietzsche said, we've abandoned God. So because we've abandoned God, we've abandoned the idea that anything can be true. And therefore, we just create our own truth. And we see this in our culture everywhere. From the redefinition of marriage, to marriage is whatever we make it. It's not a thing, it's something we make it. To the whole transgender movement, which is just a willful denial of truth. That I make my own truth. Maybe I'm biologically male, but I'm a female. I identify as female, that's what I am. I create my own truth. I create my own self. Nothing should bind me. Nothing should have a hold on me because there's nothing, no truth. Nothing's really true, so why should I bow to it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have any significance. Male, female, husband, wife, doesn't matter. These things are unimportant social constructs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They don't have any meaning. They don't have truth. There's no transcendental truth behind them that points to something larger or more significant because God is dead. They have no real meaning or significance, so why shouldn't they just be whatever we want them to be? And so we just start inventing our own truths. But as Nietzsche said in The Will to Power, it's about imposing that truth in upon others. Well, you can't do that and respect freedom and liberty. And so people claim rights to everything. As I heard one, it was a great definition of rights I heard on the radio the other day. It said, it's not a right if it imposes upon my rights. If your right, so-called, imposes upon my right or my liberty, then it's not a right. Rights are fundamental that belong to everyone and are equally shared by everyone. My right to free speech doesn't infringe your right to free speech. My right to live doesn't impose upon your right to live. That these rights that we have are we share equally. And if I have to take from you in order to get what I want, that's not a right. That's a want, that's a demand, but it's not a right. Because a right is something that we possess, but that also respects the freedom of others. It doesn't infringe upon them. And when our founders established this idea, they did so with the idea that we are this, these rights have a source, and that source is God. That we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. That God has granted certain things to everyone equally. And we all have an equal right to them. and those rights don't infringe or impinge upon others. And that's not to say there's not some balancing act that has to happen, but essentially we have these rights and everyone possesses them in equal measure. Because we talk about things like, well, people should have a right to a free education. Really? Because that right then impinges upon other people, because now who's going to pay the teacher? What you're saying is that teacher has to teach you free education. They have to give you their labor. They have to essentially become your slave so that you can have free education, because there's a cost to education. You don't have a right to that. It might be good public policy to try to make education as, you know, widely available as we can, but that's a big, vastly different thing than saying we have a right. We start to demand things because we've corrupted our idea of what a right is, because we've corrupted our idea of what truth is, because we've abandoned the idea that we can have any real truth, that anything that exists really corresponds to something greater, that is there by design and for a purpose and a reason and a meaning. As we've abandoned that truth, it is inevitable that we will abandon our freedoms and our liberties. Because you can't have freedom without truth. Once we decided that there's no such thing as truth, we also decided there's no such thing as freedom. And that's why we see the assault on liberty that we've never seen before. Well, I want to maybe not say never, but we aren't used to seeing in this country. Let's put it that way. There have been a few times. That people being persecuted for their faith, people being persecuted for the things they say, demanding, you know, an end to free speech. I mean, there are people out there demanding an end to free speech. They want to overturn the First Amendment. They don't think you should have free speech. They don't think you should have the right to worship whatever God you want. You shouldn't have the freedom of religion. Even in the press, sometimes willfully surrendering their right to a free press. Because we've abandoned truth. And we've abandoned truth because we abandoned God. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Elsewhere, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. I am the truth. When we abandon God, we abandon truth. When we abandon truth, we abandon freedom. It's because we've abandoned God on our side, because we no longer hold to his teachings. We're no longer following him. We're no longer organizing our society, however imperfectly, around the teachings of the Bible and the Word of God, which always guided us. We didn't perfectly do it. That doesn't mean everybody who did it was Christian, but they guided the public ideas of law and order in America. The public idea of the public square and public order, rooted and grounded in the Word of God. As a way to establish that public order with the maximum amount of liberty, while at the same time maintaining, you know, a moral, safe society and stable society. But if we leave God out of the equation, then we've abandoned truth. And without truth, there is no freedom. Our liberties are at risk, because the truth, for far too many people, no longer matters. And if we're going to save liberty, we need to save truth. And if you're going to save the truth, there's only one way. Turn to God. Turn to him. And let him once again restore us to our sanity and our right minds. Because only when we know him will we know the truth. And only then can the truth set us free. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can always get your prayer requests to us at prayer@yeshome.com. Just email or text them in. You can call our office anytime we're open. Obviously, we won't be open tomorrow, but any day that we're open, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. And there'll be people here happy to pray with you. But if the office, like tomorrow, happens to be closed, or it's after hours and you still need to talk to somebody, you can do that by going online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button. And you'll be connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. I guess that's it. A live online chat session with a live online spiritual coach. I don't know. My mind just went blank on me there. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's always available too. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. We'll see you. We'll be back on Friday. God bless.